This episode is brought to you by Fallout 76, the post-nuclear RPG from Bethesda Game Studios. Explore the wasteland alone or with friends as you meet unique characters, complete exciting quests, and face dangerous foes. Take a stroll along the Atlantic City boardwalk in the latest update. Play Fallout 76 for free now through April 18. Available on Xbox, PlayStation, and Steam. Visit Fallout.com to learn more. Rated M for mature.
Welcome back to Breakfast with Vossi and the Missile. It is, of course, Wellness Wednesday. And being Wellness Wednesday, we wanted to tell you about the partnership between Gotcha for Life and the NRL and how you can donate. Buy a virtual One Pass and build mental fitness in grassroots rugby league clubs. Head to onepass.gotchaforlife.org. Got your One Pass, Vossi?
Yeah, well, I will be, and I'm crazy socks from Family of League as well. There's a bit going on at the moment to support some great causes. By the way, Josh Maguire on that charge did plead not guilty again. He pleaded, I don't know where that comes from. I mean, you've been heard to say it, and you plead not guilty. I don't think that would help you in the ban, working out the ban, if you're pleading not guilty to something that others have heard.
Yeah.
But anyway, 11 minutes to 8. Michelle Bishop is back. Make your own rules at Anytime Fitness. Everyone's welcome at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. This Tom Trbojevic story, Michelle, I've got to admit, I'm confused. I'm confused by HIAs every week. The other day we had Jake Granville off with a shoulder injury getting an HIA, but now we've got an independent doctor being overruled. What on earth is going on, Michelle?
Yeah, guys, and it is a bit of a dangerous precedent that's been set here, but it is a major boost for Manly. Turbo was in a great mood yesterday at training, as you can imagine he would have been, allowed to play against the Dolphins. He was supposed to miss the match under the NRL's new automatic 11-day stand-down policy for concussion, hit high in the Origin opener. But key to this, guys, and look, I must say, Manly went to a lot of trouble yesterday. Wasn't supposed to speak with the media, Anthony Seibold, the coach, but he actually made the effort to come down and take us through the process. And he said from the key thing to this is from the outset, the bunker, obviously moved him off the field straight away, but it was there that the doctor, Nathan Gibbs, had assessed him and he wasn't suffering from a concussion. So that was key to, you know, them obviously following the process. He's seen three separate doctors, obviously Nathan Gibbs, who, as I say, disputed the fact that when he was assessed on the night, he actually didn't suffer from concussion. Now, the Manly doctor, Dr. Paul Bloomfield, agreed later on, too, that he hadn't been suffering from concussion, any type of, you know, symptoms. And correct me if I'm wrong, I was just checking up on this, but I think Dr. Paul Bloomfield was actually a major player in putting these new protocols, these new rules in place as the former chief medical officer at the NRL. I do stand corrected on that one, though. Tom was also sent to an independent neurologist, and he too was given the green light by him. But this morning we are seeing some tweets on social media from, I guess, when people in the profession, they get a bit angry, want to vent their sort of feelings on the issue because it is so important. But a neurologist in Melbourne, Dr. Alan Pearce, has tweeted this morning that, so basically three doctors can go against the one independent doctor at the NRL. It's strange. The other thing that I think we should take into consideration here is obviously the bunker asked for Tom Trbojevic to be removed from that Origin opener, sitting in that bunker 1,300 kilometres away. And, I mean, they've got to err on the side of caution.
Interesting precedent. Dylan Brown's case is going to be in court this morning, Michelle.
Yeah, big day for Dylan Brown. He was, of course, named yesterday in the Eels lineup to take on the Bulldogs on King's Monday. That sounds so odd, but on the holiday on Monday. He will go to court today facing those five charges of sexual touching after an alleged incident at a pub in Sydney's eastern suburbs at the weekend. The NRL had given Parramatta permission to name him in the team. They are, of course, still considering whether he will be subject to the no-fault stand-down policy. I talked about this to you guys on Monday with Brandy, that the offence doesn't carry an 11-year ban or more, so he isn't automatically stood down. But Andrew Abdo does have those discretionary powers to stand him down because the crime does involve a woman. So the Eels have named Dejan Azi on the extended bench. He could come into that top 17. And there's also the option now, I guess, for Clint Gutherson to move into the halves, which doesn't make that little X-factor exercise that Brad Arthur was, that path he was going down to again a few weeks ago, would come in rather handy now if you had to move Gusto into the halves and we had an X-factor at the back there for the Eels. Mm. But guys, I just want to say, it's a very awkward situation for... And I just feel this was a bit of a heated discussion in the Channel 7 newsroom yesterday. Just the whole perception, it probably would have been a better idea just to park Dylan Brown to the side just for this week. If he does go to court today and it doesn't, pan out, I guess in a positive light, it's not a really good look for the Eels and for the NRL to be naming him in a side. It was just a simple exercise, I think, just for the sheer look of the NRL.
Mm. Right. Now, thank you for that report. I've got massive news on the Josh Maguire story too, which I'll bring to you out of the 8 o'clock news. Thank you, Michelle. You'll be back next hour for Anytime Fitness. Everyone's welcome at Anytime Fitness, no matter who you are or what your goals. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.